The Chiefs go to Washington, D.C. to take on the Redskins. And let's talk a little bit about Alex Smith now and his leadership, what he's done, what he means going into December football, trying to win this game and throughout the rest of the month.
Well, he's definitely brought a very calming presence, I think, to the QB position, which was in need coming into this season. When you look at him, 9 touchdowns, 4 interceptions in the first 9 games. Then over these last 3 games, 7 touchdowns to only 2 interceptions. So doing some good things. You're starting to see him go down the field a little bit more. The other thing that I like, and I think goes unnoticed, and I'm not sure why, Mitch, is the fact that he gets yardage with his legs, does a great job. He's on pace. He's going to become the all-time Chiefs leading QB rusher here very, very soon, most likely this game. But how tough he is in terms of knowing when to take off and run with it and make some big plays. And he made a couple of nice plays with his legs this week against Denver.
Yeah, people talk about the running quarterbacks in this league, and you hear Cam Newton and Colin Kaepernick and RG3, this week's opponent. But isn't Alex in that same discussion as a weapon running the ball?
I think he absolutely is because, again, he's made people pay this year. It goes all the way back to that first game against Jacksonville. He's doing a good job, and the fact is maybe it's not as flashy. I don't know what it is. It doesn't make sense to me, but the fact is he does a nice job of it. He understands his coverages. If you've got people in man and you're playing over the top, now all of a sudden, if the middle of the field voids, he'll take off and get it. Or, again, third down rushes. I don't know how many big third downs he's got this year with his legs, but it has been several, and it's been very, very important to the Chiefs' success.
Well, this week, there's a lot on the plate. In fact, if the Chiefs win this game, they'll have 10 wins. But if Baltimore or Miami loses, Kansas City's assured of being in the playoffs. That's something that's not lost on Alex Smith because the word since he came to town has been focus.
And early on in the year, we were the team making the plays. We made the plays late in games that put us on the other side. And these last 3 weeks, we weren't able to get it done. So, I certainly view it, like I said, we got a chance to get a W this week and get into the postseason potentially. So, I think just everybody kind of, you're looking just to get a little bit better. Everybody, let's just turn it up just a little bit. I don't think anyone needs to do anything crazy at all. Just kind of continue to do what we've been doing.
And try to get a win in Washington this week against the Redskins. Another guy that has to be in the discussion here is Jamaal Charles. When you talk about league MVP, it's going to be Manning and Brady. But in the next discussion,
right,
or even in that same discussion, you have to look at what Jamaal Charles has done this season. Statistically, and just go through Jamaal and what he's doing.
He's doing such a great job this year. He has the second most offensive touches at 274 behind Adrian Peterson. He has the second most scrimmage yards behind LeSean McCoy at 1463. And he's rushed for 1,011 yards. That's the third in the league. So doing some great things. It's amazing to me. I talk about it all the time, Mitch. This is a guy at 5'11", 200 pounds, is the toughest runner inside the tackles that I've ever seen at that size.
Yeah, I, with apologies to everybody else, we could sit here and talk. This guy, to me, is the top running back in Kansas City Chiefs history. And to still have the all-time NFL per carry average all time in the NFL with as many carries as he's had is phenomenal. Plus, he's number one in the NFL in first downs gained. But we're also seeing him now get involved in the passing game even more. And with Nile Davis kind of being a vice president, it just seems to be that this could be a good month ahead for Jamaal Charles.
Well, I certainly think so. And the fact about you talked about his receptions, he has 55 on the year. That's fourth among NFL running backs. So, again, getting more and more involved. And I like him in the passing game because he's in space quicker, more often, and I don't think he takes as many big hits because he's very good at shedding that first big hit and just making people glance off of him a lot. So, again, I like how he's been used this year.
Another guy I've liked how he's been used is Anthony Fasano. He's just got to stay healthy, but Fasano now has been a weapon for Alex Smith in this offense. The tight end, we saw it in training camp, is a big part of what the Chiefs want to do. But with the injuries, first of all, what has Anthony Fasano brought to this team?
I'm going to start with the locker room in terms of his presence in there. The five-year veteran came over from Miami, I think spent some time in Dallas as well. He's been a very good influence there. But the big thing is, a tight end is always a QB's best friend. And you see right here Alex Smith going, and anybody's your best friend when you make catches like that, I'm going to tell you right now. And here coming off the line, just a little out route right there, doing a nice job. He's had 3 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks. Again, that's no accident. Getting him back in terms of being able to also be the complete tight end in terms of blocking as well for the run game, that makes, again, I talk about it, but all the difference in the world.
Unfortunately, there's a real chance Anthony Fasano may not be able to play this week. He suffered a concussion on a play. He was trying to make an awesome play against the Denver Broncos. If he can't, now all of a sudden, with just Sean McGrath as the only healthy tight end, the Chiefs have an issue here. So that question was posed to Andy Reid. What are your choices? And who would be a second tight end to be with McGrath to go to Washington?
One's got experience and one doesn't. You'd kind of weigh that out and see what you think. I think they both can catch the football well. One probably blocks a little bit better than the other one. That's what it would come down to.
Dominic Jones or Demetrius Harris here, but whomever that is who the Chiefs use in this game, Kendall, how much is it important to be involved in the protection part of this game? We'll get into Washington in a second, but when I see Brian Arakpo and I see Kerrigan, how important is that second tight end?
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth, and the fact is you're going to be getting Fisher back at right tackle, it looks like, and Stevenson at left tackle, so you've got a little bit of different nuances going on there. One hadn't played for a week or two. The other one switching from right to left. So having those guys to help in the pass game a little bit in terms of those guys and the run game as well, I think is very, very paramount this week.